Stay there.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。保罗在这里非常庄重的、沉重的宣告这句的话。
Paul here boldly and solemnly proclaimed this verse.
他非常有把握地说，若有人 ，anybody， 若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Paul here confidently says, anyone, whoever is in Christ, he is a new creature.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
All things are past, they have become new.
我们这次的主题是讲到更新智能。
This conference theme is renewal of power.
不但是我们在外表的改变。
Not only from the outward change,
乃是里面的更新。
But also the renewal from the inside.
这个不是单单我们生活的改变。
This is not only a change in our daily living.
乃是我们生命的改变。
But it's a change of our life.
生命是神所赐给人一个最最珍贵的礼物。
Life is one of the most precious gifts that God has given us.
生命应该是神圣的。
Life should be sacred.
是美丽的。
Should be beautiful.
是永恒的。
Should be eternal.
是珍贵的。
Should be honorable.
是坚强的。
Should be strong.
是完善的。
Should be perfect.
是丰盛的。
Should be full.
是向上的。
Should be upward.
有方向的。
Should be directional.
有活力的。
Should be lively.
能够发光。
Must bear light.
能够发热。
Must bear heat.
可是今天我们的生命的光景是怎么样的？
But what is the circumstance of our life today?
我们看见今天有许多的生命是陈旧的。
But we have seen many lives are old.
许多的生命是污秽的。
Many lives are dirty.
是丑恶的。
Are bad order.
是短暂的。
Are short.
卑贱的。
Are lowly.
软弱的。
Are weak.
有缺陷的。
Have a defect.
贫乏的。
Are poor.
下沉的。
Are low.
迷失的。
Are lost.
灰心。
Are despair.
冰冷。
Are cold.
和暗。
And darkness.
今天在我们的生命里面需要有更新。
Today in our life today we need a renewal.
神的方法。
God's way.
就是说若有人在基督里。
If any man be in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creature.
旧事已过。
All things are passed away.
都变成新的了。
They have become new.
我们不能不承认。
We cannot admit.
我们不能不承认。
We must admit. We must admit.
这个世界有很大的进步。
The world has great progress.
人已经从地球上面走到月球上面去。
We have already traveled from the earth to the moon.
人已经从喷射机进到 supersonic.
We have jumped from the jet age to the supersonic age.
人已经从算盘进到电脑。
We have jumped from the abacus to the computer.
今天的医生能够换人的心脏，也能够换人的眼目。
Today's doctor can change a man's heart and can change a man's eyes.
我们看见在这个时代里面很多的东西都进步。
We have seen many progress on earth.
可是今天世界上最不进步的就是人。
But the most unprogress thing is man himself.
虽然我们今天比我们的祖先有更好的交通的工具。
Even though we have better transportation than our ancestors.
可是我们有更好的地方可以去。
But we have no better place to go.
我们虽然今天讲到速率，我们讲到快。
Although we talk about speed,
可是我们今天已经迷失了方向。
But we have lost our direction.
如果单单有速率而没有方向，结果就是毁灭。
If we have only speed without direction, we perish.
根据今天的报纸、无线电、电视、杂志。
According to the newspaper, the radio, the TV, the magazines,
我们看见今天的世界是个怎么样的世界呢？
What kind of earth do we have today?
今天我们的世界就是色情、欺骗、诡诈。
What we have on earth is lust, lie, and deceit.
我们今天所看到的就是凶杀、淫乱、绑票。
What we have is killing, rapes, and stealing.
有一些的人说这个时代真是一代不如一代。
Many people have said one generation is not better than the other generation.
Even worse than the other generation.
even worse than the other generation.
一代不如一代。
One generation is unlike one the other generation.
不过老师告诉各位。
But I tell you frankly,
你不要以为我们这一代的人比我们下一代的人好。
Don't think that we generation would be better than our next generation.
你不要以为上一代的人比我们这一代的人好。
And don't think that our previous generation was better than our generation.
圣经里面告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
当人离开了神，
When man left God,
人就是落在罪恶里面。
Man went deep into sin.
不同的地方在哪里呢？
What is the difference?
上一代的人犯罪是偷偷摸摸的，暗暗的犯罪。
Previous generation, when they sin secretly.
现在的人犯罪是光明正大的犯罪。
The now generation, when they sin openly.
现在的人犯罪是不怕什么心都犯罪。
The now generation, when they sin, they don't feel anything.
我们从来不要想我们这个时代的人一定比上一个时代的人来得不好。
We should never think that the generation today is better than the previous generation.
No, 我们不要以为上一代的人一定比我们更好。
We should not believe that our previous generation was better than the generation now.
在中国的历史上面来讲，
In the Chinese history,
古代的暴君，
The ancient Chinese emperor,
他们是九尺六零，文素康儒，他们的喝酒好像池子一样，肉挂在那边好像树林一样。
When they wine and dine as if their meat were hanging on a tree.
我们以为这个时代的人吸他了杀人，杀掉在第二次世界大战的时候杀掉了600万的犹太人。
When we remember how Hitler, during the Second World War, he killed 6 million Jews.
可是在中国的历史上面，皇朝作乱，杀人800万。
When in the Chinese history, in the Huang Emperor, he killed 8 million persons.
在这里我们看见，虽然人一直在盼望能够努力，能够改进。
We see here men struggling to improve.
我们看见这些的哲学家、社会学家、伦理学家。
We see the philosophers today.
Sociologists,
the psychologists,
政治家，
the politicians,
军事家，
the military men,
经济学家，
the economists,
农业家，
the agriculturalists,
工业家，
the businessmen,
教育家，
the educators,
医学家，
the medical doctors,
甚至于宗教家，
even religious leaders,
他们都盼望能够改造这个世界。
They all hope to change to a better world.
我们看那些政治家。
Look at the politicians.
他们已经从独裁改成了民主。
They have changed from a dictatorship to a democracy.
从君主改成共和。
From a military point of view to a peaceful point of view.
每一个政治家，每一个总统上台的时候，都有他的一篇好好的大的道理。
Every militarist, every president, when he was inaugurated, he has a lot of plans.
你记得在美国最近的几个历史里面，几个总统里面。
In recent history, among all the U.S. recent presidents,
我们看见当罗斯福总统上台的时候，他讲到 New Deal, 讲到新政。
When Roosevelt was inaugurated, he talked about the New Deal.
Truman 上台的时候，他讲到 Fair Deal, 公平的政治。
When Truman was inaugurated, he talked about the fair deal.
Kennedy 上台的时候，他讲到 new frontier, 讲到新境界。
Kennedy talked about the new frontier.
Johnson 上台的时候，他讲到大同的社会 great society.
Johnson talked about the great society.
Nixon 上台的时候，讲到光荣的和平。
Nixon talked about the honorable peace.
当 Carter 上台的时候，讲到人权的政治。
Carter talked about human rights.
我们看见 Reagan 上台的时候讲到 new beginning.
Reagan talked about the new beginning.
你无论是讲到 new frontier 也好， new deal 也好， new beginning 也好。
Be it new frontier, new deal, new beginning.
每一个总统都盼望有更新之能。
Every president really hoped to have a renewal of power.
他们都感觉到这个社会需要更新。
They all of them feel society needed a new renewal.
可是今天我们知道我们的日子越过越困难。
But we recognize today as we going in our life, it is getting more difficult.
虽然我们今天讲到都市的计划，
even though we talk about urban renewal,
我们讲到公平的就业，
we talk about fair employment,
我们讲到种族的平等，
we talk about fairness in racism.
可是我们并没有看见这个世界能够达到一个更好的光景。
But we never see how the world can reach the utopia.
那些政治家他们非常的聪明。
The politicians are very clever.
他们知道政治的成就是在乎经济。
They know the success of politics is through economics.
如果经济有办法，
If we can control economics,
这个国家，这个世界才有办法。
Then we have hope for this world.
他们认为如果每个人都是丰衣足食，
If everyone has eaten full and satisfied,
这个世界就有平安。
There would be peace in this world.
可是今天我们看见每个人的胃都是满的，每个人的心都是空的。
But we see today, all of our stomachs are full, but all of our hearts are empty.
许多的是我们内心里面的空虚，不是物质的东西能够填满的。
Many times, what our heart needs cannot be filled by material needs.
我们最近看见在报纸上面许多犯罪的人都是从有钱有地位的家庭里面出来的。
We see many crimes being done by those from wealthy and upper class families.
并不说一个有钱人家的人就不会犯罪。
We can never say that those who come from a wealthy home can never commit a crime.
我们看见政治不能解决人的问题。
We see politics cannot solve men's problems.
经济不能解决人内心里面的困难。
Economics cannot solve the problems of the heart.
有一次我见到有一位年轻的同学。
One day I met a young student.
他非常的聪明。
He is very brilliant.
非常能干。
Very capable.
这个女孩子非常的有智慧。
This lady was full of wisdom.
当我们正在吃饭的时候我就问她。
When we were eating, I asked her.
我说你在念什么？
What are you studying?
她说 double E.
She said double E.
哦，我说你念 electrical engineer。
Is that electrical engineering?
他说不是，是念 elementary education.
No, it's elementary education.
啊，他在吃饭的时候告诉我说，为什么这个 elementary education 是一件最重要的事情。
And she told me why elementary education is the most important thing.
因为如果人每个人都能够好好的从小受到教育。
Because if a person can, when he is young, get a good education,
如果每个人都能够受教育，这个国家才有办法。
If everyone can get a good education, there is hope for this country.
是不是一个受过教育的人就不会犯罪呢？
Is it true that those who are educated would not commit a crime?
我并不说知识是烦恼的开始。
I'm not saying that that wisdom is a start of worry.
今天我们可以说知识 knowledge。是烦恼的说明书。
We can say that knowledge is an explanation for worry.
好多的时候，一个笨的人、笨头笨脑的人犯罪，他叫别人受苦。
Many times, a foolish man when he commits a crime, he makes other people suffer.
一个聪明的人，他心里面的愁苦叫自己受苦。
But if a wise man, when he worries, he worries himself, he suffers himself.
并不是一个聪明的人就不会犯罪。
Not that a wise man would never sin.
并不是说一个受过教育的人就不会犯罪。
Not that a one who is educated would never sin.
我告诉你，一个笨头笨脑的人犯罪，一犯罪，人家马上就抓住他。
Let me tell you, an idiot when he commits a crime, he is caught immediately.
一个聪明的人犯罪，人家抓不住他。
But a wise person when he commits a crime, people cannot catch him.
一个笨的人偷了1000块钱、100块钱，马上抓住坐牢监。
A stupid person, when he steals $100 or $1,000, he's committed into prison.
一个聪明的人偷了100万、500万，他做百万富翁。
A wise person, when he steals $1 million or $5 million, he becomes a millionaire.
一个笨的人杀了一个人就坐监牢。
A stupid person, when he murders a person, he goes to prison.
一个聪明的人杀了1000、10000个人，他做将军。
When a wise person, he kills millions of persons, he becomes a general.
在这里我们看见，并不是一个聪明的人就不会犯罪。
Here we see, not that a wise man would never sin.
一个聪明的人犯罪叫别人看不出来。
But a wise man, when he sinned, people would not recognize it.
有一次我跟有一个他做 postdoctor 的人一同出去。
One day I was going out with someone who was taking his postdoctorate.
他很聪明。
He was very brilliant.
当我们到一个地方去的时候，明明说是 one way, do not enter.
We saw a sign that one way do not enter.
你知道他怎么样进去啊？
How did he get in?
他把车子倒进去。
He backed up his car.
我说你为什么倒进去啊？
I said, why are you backing up your car?
他说如果我倒进去，警察看见，以为我要走出来。
When I back in, if the policeman see me, he thinks I'm going forward.
到了一个地方，明明说不能 parking.
And when we went to a place, no parking.
他找不到地方，他就停在那个地方。
He couldn't find a parking place, so he parked there.
你知道他怎么办？
What did he do?
他把车盖打开来。
He opened his car hood.
我说为什么你要把车给打开来呢？
I asked him, why are you opening your car hood?
他说我警察来看了，以为我的车子坏了，所以我就停在这里抛锚了。
He said, if a policeman comes, he thinks that I'm broken down.
那明天你开车不要这样的开啊。
Don't follow this example tomorrow.
你不要说我是从 conference 里面学来的。
Don't tell him I learned it from the conference.
今天很多的时候，聪明的人并不是说不会犯罪。
Many times a wise person is not that he does not sin.
一个笨的人他是贪污。
A stupid person he is greedy.
一个聪明的人不叫贪污叫务逼，把这个逼捂起来，让人眼花缭乱。
A wise person he would do something and cover up.
人家看不出来他做的事情。
People cannot detect what he did.
有一个 anthropologist.一个人类学家
There was an anthropologist
他到一个非常落后的地方去访问去调查去研究
He went to a very remote place to do research and to find what's there
哎，他想不到那个村庄里面的酋长啊这个 chief 他会讲点英文
And he was amazed to discover that the chief in that remote place could speak English
哎，他就跟他谈话
And he was talking to him.
那个人说，听说你们这个村庄里面的人他是要吃人的。
And he asked this chief, I understand that your tribe, you are still cannibals, eating people.
哇，他说你们这帮人怎么怎么样野蛮，还是要吃人呢、啊、
？He said, Oh, well, how wild you are still eating people's flesh.
那个酋长就问他说，听说你们文明的世界最近有了两次世界大战。
And he said, I heard that your modern civilization recently had two great world wars.
第一次世界大战的时候
The first world war.
你们杀了多少人？
How many persons did you kill?
他说大概杀了六七千万的人。
Or maybe 60...
六七百万的人。
60, 70 million persons.
他说第二次世界大战呢？
How about the second world war?
他说杀了一千五百万人。
They killed about 15 million persons.
哇，那个酋长说：“你们杀了这么多的人，怎么吃得完呢？”
And this tribe, this chief asked him, "You killed so many persons. How can you eat all of them?"
哦，那个 anthropologist 说：“我们那个地方杀人不是为了吃人而杀人的。”
Oh, he said, "Our civilization, we do not kill a person to eat a person."
他说：“那么你们比我们还野蛮。”
He said, "Then you're more primitive than we are."
我们所以杀人是因为要吃人而杀人。
The reason why we kill a person is that we would like to eat the person, so we kill.
你们既然不杀人，为什么还要？既然不吃人，为什么还要杀人呢？
But you civilization, if you are not eating a person, why do you have to kill a person?
并不说一个受过教育的人就不会犯罪。
Not that one who is educated cannot sin.
当希特勒在德国执政的时候
When Hitler was ruling Germany
在他的内阁里面至少有六个人是拿过 PhD
In his cabinet there were at least six persons who had PhDs
并不是一个有智慧有聪明的人就不会扰乱这个世界
Not that those who are well educated would not disturb the world
我们既然看见政治不能解决经济不能解决教育不能解决
Since we have seen politicscannot give a chance, economics or education would not change the world.
今天有一件最最流行的事情。
Today there is a very prevalent thing going on.
或者说有一件最重要的事情，美国跟苏联当中在那边谈判，怎么样子能够限制武器。
Or a very important thing going on is a negotiation between the USA and Russia to limit strategic weapons.
他们怎么样能够 frozen 这些的氢气弹
They are talking how to freeze these nuclear weapons.
他们怎么样能够限制两方面的武器？
How can they control the weapons of both sides?
他们以为如果我们解决了这个问题，这个世界就有和平了。
They think that if we have a solution to weapons, the world will have peace.
这是真的吗？
Is this true?
我自己个人有点小小的经验。
I have a limited small experience.
当我在日本工作的时候，
When I was ministering in Japan,
我在日本住过三年。
I lived in Japan for 3 years.
中国人住在日本有很多的方便。
If a Chinese who lives in Japan, he has lots of conveniences.
如果你走在路上，你坐在 subway 里面，你不讲话，人家也不知道你是日本人，是中国人。
If you're walking or in a subway, no one knows who you are, Chinese or Japanese.
你而且在路上的时候，你常常可以看见这种汉字的招牌。
And on the road, you could see many writings with Chinese characters.
你大概能够猜想这个什么意思。
You could sort of guess what it means.
当我在日本的时候，
When I was in Japan,
有一次我去 Waseda University 讲道，早稻田大学讲道。
I went to preach at the Waseda University.
当我们跟另外一个日本的弟兄，我们一起进去的时候，
When I was going in with a Japanese brother,
那天我们进去的时候，看见在他们的 campus 上面有很多的标语贴在上面。
I saw many slogans in the campus.
你知道日本人有很多的东西跟中国人学的。
You know, the Japanese learn a lot of things from the Chinese.
不但是花道、茶道、插花、煮茶。
Not only how to make tea, how to make flower arrangements.
日本人喊口号、贴标语也跟我们中国人学的。
When they demonstrate, when you shout their slogan, when they paint the slogan, they learn it from the Chinese.
啊，他们在墙壁上面贴了很多的标语，说有一个标语我看得懂，说反对原爆，就说反对原子弹。
And one slogan I recognize would be, "We are anti-nuclear."
哦，当我走的时候，我也看见很多的人在那边要人签名。
And there were petitions asking people to petition.
我们就一直走，走到那个聚会的地方去。
We walked straight ahead to the meeting place.
到了聚会的地方，很多的同学们都已经坐在那边等待。
When we went there, many students were already sitting there waiting.
日本人非常有礼貌。
The Japanese are very polite.
当他们介绍了讲员以后，
After they introduced the speaker,
日本人站起来鞠一个躬。
He stood up and bowed.
我并不说要大家这样做。
I'm not saying I want you to do this too.
我在说日本人他们很有礼貌。
I'm not saying the Japanese are polite.
不但他鞠躬完了以后，
After they made a bow,
我开始要讲的时候，
When I wanted to start to talk,
忽然有一个同学举手，我要问一个问题。
All of a sudden, one student raised his hand and wanted to ask a question.
他说先生， He said, 我有一个问题要问。
Teacher, let me ask you.
我说 Dozo, 请。
I said, Dozo, go ahead.
他就开始问问题。
So he started his question.
他说牧师先生
Mr. Pastor
我们今天在 sign 这个 petition
Today we are signing a petition
我请问你签字不签字
Let me ask you Would you sign the petition or not
我很难回答这个问题
It was very difficult for me to answer his question
不神给我有智慧
But God gave me the wisdom
我就问他说
And I asked him,
我说每一次当我签字以前，我要知道为什么我要签字。
I said, before I put my signature to anything, I know to like to know why I'm signing this.
他很理直气壮地说，我们所以签字就是反对原子弹。
And he boldly stood up and said, the reason why we are petitioning is we are anti-atomic bombs.
我说为什么你们要反对原子弹？
I asked him, why are you against atomic bombs?
他说我们日本人受过原子弹的痛苦。
Said we Japanese, we have been hurt by the atomic bomb.
所以我们不愿意再有原子弹。
So we don't longer want to see another atom bomb.
我说为什么你要反对原子弹？
I said, why are you against atom bombs?
他说我们所以反对原子弹，因为我们反对征战。
The reason why we are against atom bombs is we are against wars.
我说你反对征战，我也反对征战。
I said, you are against war, I'm against war too.
因为我从小就受到征战的痛苦。
Because since I was small, I was influenced by wars.
我现在要问你，为什么缘故，有什么关系，有原子弹跟征战？
Let me ask you one question. What is the relationship between an atom bomb and wars?
是因为有了争战，所以才有原子弹。它是因为有了原子弹，所以才有争战。
Did the atom bomb came out of war, or did the war came out of the atom bomb?
我说，我老实告诉你，在没有原子弹以前，我们已经有飞机、有大炮、有炸弹、有枪。
Let me tell you, before the atom bomb, we had already airplanes, we had already bombs, we had already guns and weapons.
贵国的军队已经到我们的国家来打仗。
I said your country's army had already come to our country to fight.
并不是因为有了原子弹，所以才有征战。
Not because we have atom bombs, so we have wars.
因为有了征战，所以才有原子弹。
Because we have wars, so we have atom bombs.
如果我们没有炸弹，没有大炮，没有枪
，If we did not have bombs without our guns,
我们有什么
？What else do we have?
我们有刀。哎，不要先用拳头，不要这么快就用拳头打。
We still have knives.
我们有刀，有枪，有剑可以做。
We still have knives, we still have spears, we still have arrows.
就是在没有刀、没有枪、没有剑以前。
Even before we have knives, we have spears, we have arrows.
我们有什么
？What do we have?
我们有竹竿、有木杆，不要一下子用拳头啊。
We still have staves, wooden rods.
我们可以用竹竿、木杆，还可以打。
We still have sticks, we still have staves.
如果没有竹竿、木杆，我们还有什么？
Even if we don't have any sticks or staves,
还有石头啊，还可以用。
We have stones to throw.
我们可以用石头来打。
We can use stones to fight.
到了最后，我们可以用拳头、用脚、用牙齿，还可以打仗。
Finally, we still have our hands, our fists, even our teeth.
我说，为什么这个世界上面有征战
？I said, why do we have war in this world?
因为这个国家里面没有平安。
Because in this country there is no peace.
为什么国家里面没有平安呢？
Why is there no peace in this country?
因为在这个社会里面没有平安。
Because there is no peace in this society.
为什么这个社会里面没有平安呢？
Why is there no peace in this society?
因为在每个家庭里面没有平安。
Because in each family there is no peace.
为什么在家庭里面没有平安呢？
Why is there no peace in the family?
因为在人的心灵里面没有平安。
Because in man's heart there is no peace.
我告诉各位，
Let me tell you，
如果有的人在你的家里面很容易发脾气，
When in your home, you easily get upset and temper.
如果有的人在你的家里面很容易发脾气。
If you get
somebody,
oh, if somebody else
in your home, 很容易发脾气。
Has easily put his temper out.
你要原谅他。
Please forgive him.
他不是恨你。
He is not hating you.
他心里面有很多满肚子的脾气要发出来。
Inside his stomach, he has a
not only stomach, just the inside. 心里面满了脾气。
Okay, inside himself, he has lots of temper. He wants to get rid of.
所以他看见你就把你做出气动。
So when he saw you, you are the object, the target of his hatred.
所以有很多的事，你要了解他，你要懂得他。
So many times we should try to understand him. We should try to
think for him. 我就告诉那位日本的同学。
So I told this group of Japanese students.
我说今天晚上我要讲的就是教我们怎么样能够得到真正的平安。
Today what I'm going to speak about is how can we get true peace.
英文叫做 peace.
English calls it peace.
中文叫做和平。
Chinese calls it
和平。日本人不叫和平，日本人叫平和。
Japanese、
我们中国人说和了就平了，他们说平了才和。我说为了这个缘故。
I said because of this.
今天我告诉你，我不签这个字。
Today, let me tell you, I will not put my signature on it.
因为圣经给我们有更好的方法。
Because the Bible has a better solution for us.
叫整个的世界怎么样能够得到平安？
For the whole world, how the whole world can get peace?
Unless we have peace with God, we cannot have peace of God. 除非我们与上帝和好，我们就不能得到真正的平安。
Unless we have peace with God, we can never have peace of God.
我们今天如果我们的神，我们与神和好了。
If today we have peace with God,
我们的内心里面才有真正的平安。
In our inner heart, we can have true peace.
我们在我们的家里面有平安。
In our homes we will have peace.
我们知道耶稣同在就是天堂。
We know with Jesus in us it is heaven.
我已经讲过好多的事情不能真正的改造这个世界。
We have already mentioned that many things cannot change this world.
今天有一班研究医学的人。
We have many persons who are researching into medicine.
他们认为能够用医学用药能够来改变人的意志情感。
They are trying to use to medical science or medicine to change or to help humanity.
我们看见今天有一半的人。
We see a group of persons
晚上睡不着觉就吃安眠的药片。
At night they cannot sleep, so they take sleeping pills.
早晨起来的时候头昏脑胀，他们就吃 mood lifted up 这个药片。
Well, in the morning they feel so depressed, they eat mood uplifting medicine.
到了下午的时候心乱如麻，他们就吃 tranquilizer。
In the afternoon, they are so confused, they take tranquilizers.
今天有很多的人一天到晚就在药品里面。
Many people from morning to dawn is in a medicine bottle.
哈佛大学的一个 professor B.F. Skinner.
A Harvard professor B.F. Skinner.
他怎么样讲呢？
What did he say?
他说我已经进入用药来改变人类意志、情感、行为的一个时代。我们已经进到一个用药来改变人的思想。
we use medicine to change what we want.
我们能够用药来改变人的思想。
We are already using medicine to change man's thinking and imagination.
我们能够控制人类的行为。
We want to control man's actions.
我们能够让人有一个正常的生活跟动机。
We want men to have a normal action and purpose.
今天人正是在那边飞了脑筋。
Here man is using their brains out.
能够改变人类的生活。
To change the life of mankind.
可是今天我们看见这个世界并不是比从前变得更好。
But today we see today's world is not necessarily better than the previous world.
哦，有的人他心里面就在那边想。
Many people are thinking in their hearts.
他说你现在在那边讲政治没有办法。
What you are talking about politics, it's impossible.
经济没有办法。
Economics is useless.
教育没有办法。
Education is useless.
限制武器没有办法。
Modern weapon is useless.
我们用医药没有办法。
Modern medicine is useless.
你一定在讲宗教。
Then you must be saying about religion.
你以为用宗教可以改变人的生活。
You would think that religion would change man's life.
我先要讲一句话。
Let me tell you this.
基督教不是宗教。
Christianity is not a religion.
基督耶稣的道理不是一个宗教。
The teaching of Jesus Christ is not a religion.
我在这里也不是反对宗教。
Here I am not against religion.
我也不反对任何的宗教。
I am not against any religion.
我告诉各位。
Let me tell you.
宗教都是好的。
All religions are good.
特别是我们中国人。
Especially we Chinese.
我们尊重所有的宗教。
We respect all of the other religions.
那我要讲几句话恐怕很难翻成英文。
This may be difficult to translate.
在中国有一本书叫做中庸。中庸。The Middle Way.
In Chinese, there's a classic, a book called The Middle Way.
中庸这本书里面讲说，天命之为心，杀心之为道，修道之为教。告诉我们说，宗教是一件好的事情。
This tells us that religion is a good thing.
另外有一本书叫做《大学》。
Another book called The Great Wisdom.
Great Learning.
Great Learning.
大学里面告诉我们说，
This book of great learning tells us.
I'm not expecting that he's going to interpret it into English. 在这本书里面怎么说呢？
What does this book of great learning tell us?
大学之道，在明明的，在心明，在自与自善，自知而能定，定而能静，静而能安，安而能虑，虑而能得。唯有本末，是有始终，知所先后，则近道矣。中国有一篇非常好的大道理。
The Chinese people has a great doctrine philosophy of what is life.
下面记住说，不知愿为民得天下哉，必先治其国，欲治其国哉，必先齐其家，欲齐其家哉，必先修其身，欲修其身哉，必先正其心，欲正其心哉，必先诚其意，欲诚其意哉，必先治其志，哉格物。
哇，中国人的哲学，中国人的道德，中国人的伦理，真是非常好。
The Chinese philosophy, the Chinese way of thinking, this is really majestic.
我在这里恭敬地讲。
I reverently say this.
每个宗教都是好的。
All religions are good.
宗教是什么呢？
What is a religion?
宗教就是 do's and don'ts.
A religion are do's and don'ts.
宗教就是告诉你，你要做这个，做这个，做这个，你要不要做那个，不要做那个，不要做那个。
A religion tells us you do this, you do this, you don't do this, you don't do this.
所以所有的宗教都是 do 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 and don 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 don. 耶稣基督的道理。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ
不是 do's and don'ts.
It's not just do's or don'ts.
It's done.
It is done.
已经完成了。
It is finished.
耶稣在十字架上已经完成了这个救法。
Christ on the cross has already finished the redemption plan.
昨天晚上我感谢主的恩典，有机会跟一个同学谈到。
I praise the Lord. Last night I had the privilege of talking with some students here.
在这里我们看见一件事情。
Here we see one thing.
好多的人盼望用他自己的力量来帮助他自己。
Many of us want to use our own power to help ourselves.
无论你有多大的力量。
Even though how great strength you have,
你可以把别人抱起来。
You can even lift up someone up.
可你没有办法把自己抱起来。
But you can never lift yourself up.
谁能够把自己抱起来的，请举手。
Who can lift yourself up? Raise your hand.
中国有一位文学家。
There was a philosopher in China.
文学家，写文章非常好的。
A writer in China.
很有名。
A famous writer.
他的名字叫做鲁迅。
His name is 鲁迅。
鲁迅先生讲过一句话。
He spoke one phrase.
我并不说我完全赞成他的思想。
I'm not saying I completely agree to what he has written.
不，他讲这句话我觉得非常对。
But when he said this word, I felt it is very correct.
他说你没有办法用你自己的手抓住你自己的头发，叫你的脚离开地面。
He said, you cannot use your hand to pull up your hair so that your feet will leave the floor.
Who wants to try? 有没有人能够用自己的手抓住自己的头发，叫自己的脚离开地面？
Can any of you use your hand to pull out your hair so that your feet will lift up the ground?
今天有许多人愿用自己的力量来帮助他自己。
Many of us today use our own strength to help ourselves.
我今天恭恭敬敬地告诉你。
Let me reverently tell you this.
我们的眼睛非常有限。
Our eyesight is limited.
太远的东西你看不见。
Far away things we cannot see.
太近的东西你一样的看不见。
Those too near we cannot see either.
太大的东西你拿不起来。
Those huge things we cannot lift up.
太小的东西你一样的拿不起来。
Too tiny we cannot pick them up either.
我们所能够看到的光线非常有限。
The wavelength, the light length we see is limited.
有许多的光是我们的眼睛所看不见。
Many kinds of wavelength we cannot see.
我们的耳朵非常的有限。
Our hearing, sense of hearing is also limited.
太低的声音我们听不见。
Sounds that are too low we cannot hear.
太高的 pitch 我们也不能听得见。
Too high a pitch we cannot hear either.
我们能够听到的是非常非常有限。
What we hear is very, very limited.
可是今天这个有限的人，我们以为我们能够做任何的事情。
But this limited person, we think we can do everything.
宗教虽然是好。
Even though religions are good.
宗教不是单单改变人的外表。
Religions not only change a man's outward appearance.
宗教只是能够改变人的外表。
Religion only can change a person's outward appearance.
今天圣经里面告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The Bible tells us if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
这个人重新再造。
He is a new created anew.
我愿意再次说。
Let me say again.
耶稣基督的道理不是 单单 repair， 那是 recycling。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is not only repair, but it is recycling。
如果这个杯子打烂了
，if we break this glass，
你不是单单给它 repair，
you not only repair this glass，
你需要 recycling。
We need to recycle the glass。
耶稣基督进到你的生命里面。
When Jesus Christ comes into your life，
把你整个的生命就改变了
，and change your entire life。
你知道联合国以前的秘书长 Doug Hammarskjöld 他怎么说呢
？The former Secretary General of the UN, Doug Hammarskjöld, what did he say？
你原谅我用英文来 quote 他所讲的 ：I can see no hope for a permanent world peace. We have tried so hard, but we fail so miserably.Unless this war experiences a spiritual rebirth within the next few years, we are doomed. 他说我看不见这个世界会有永久的和平。
I see no ever lasting peace for this world.
虽然我们尽了我们最大的努力
，Even though we have used our utmost efforts，
可是我们看见这个世界是越来越困难。
But we see it is more difficult each day for this world.
除非在这个世界上面有属灵的更新。
Unless there is a spiritual renewal in this world.
这个世界会到万劫不复的地步。
This world will go to a state that will not be remedied.
我们用许多的方法来改造这个世界。
We are using many means to try to change this world.
可是我们今天看见这个世界是到了越来越混乱的光景。
But we see this world is getting more confused and more confused.
我们有 riot, rebellion, recession.
We have riots, we have revolutions, we have recessions.
我们看见这个世界上面有打仗和打仗的风声。
We see wars and rumors of wars.
耶稣基督的方法。
The plan of Christ.
他的方法。他的 method.
What is his method?
就是叫我们进到基督耶稣里面。
It's for us to go into Christ himself.
我们整个的生命就改变了。
And then our entire life will be changed.
所以保罗在这里非常有把握地说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So Paul here confidently says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
All things are passed away, they have become new.
为什么今天这个世界又不平安呢？
Why is today's world do not have peace?
我再一次说，因为人的心灵里面没有平安。
Because man's heart there is no peace.
圣经里面告诉我们说，因为世人都犯了罪。
The Bible tells us all have sinned.
可是今天许多的人不承认有罪。
But in the world today, many people do not believe they have sinned.
你知道，每个有皮的人就有漆，有肝的人就有火，所以每个人都有脾气，都有肝火。一个心洁的人打少林拳，一个心慢的人打太极拳。
Those we have fast heart or slow heart, we use different martial arts to help us.
每个人都有他的脾气，都有他的肝火在里面。
All of us have our temper and our temper tantrum in us.
虽然人都在向那边改变
，Even though we are always facing。
好多的人当他犯罪的时候他糊糊涂涂犯完罪又清清楚楚
Many person when they sin they do not know anything after they sin they know
哦，当他犯完罪以后他说我下一次再也不犯罪
After they sin they recognize that next time I will sin no more
可当他犯罪的时候他又是糊糊涂涂了
But then they sin again then they don't know anything
我们盼望有改变
We like to have a change
怎么样能够改变呢
But how can we change ourselves?
怎么样我们得到更新之能呢
How can we have a renewal of power?
我记得有一位乡下的财主老
I remember a story of a wealthy provincial
心慢的人打太极拳
Those we have fast heart or slow heart we use different martial arts to help us
每个人都有他的脾气都有他的肝火在里面
All of us have our temper and our temper tantrum in us
虽然人都在向那边改变
Even though we are always facing the
好多的人当他犯罪的时候他糊糊涂涂犯完罪又清清楚楚
Many persons, when they sin, they do not know anything. After they sin, they know.
哦，当他犯完罪以后，他说我下一次再也不犯罪。
After they sin, they recognize that next time I will sin no more.
可当他犯罪的时候，他又是糊涂涂了。
But then they sin again, then they don't know anything.
我们盼望要改变。
We like to have a change.
怎么样能够改变呢？
But how can we change ourselves?
怎么样我们得到更新之能呢？
How can we have a renewal of power?
我记得有一位乡下的财主老。
I remember a story of a wealthy provincial person.
这个乡下的财主老啊，他住的地方非常的遥远。
This a wealthy provincial millionaire. He lived in a far place.
不，他的思想很聪明。他把他的儿子送到最好的大学里面去念书。
But he was very brilliant. He sent his son to the best university.
他告诉他的儿子说，如果你愿意留在大城市里面，你不一定要回来。
He told his son, if you desire to stay in a big city, you don't have to come home.
这个他的儿子毕业以后结婚做事情。
After this son graduated, married, and was working,
他一直写信告诉他爸爸妈妈说，爸爸妈妈，现在我在大城市里做事情，我很盼望你们能够来看一看。
He wrote a letter to his parents, said, now I'm working in a big city. I hope you would come and visit us.
他的爸爸一定不肯。
His father would never consent.
这个儿子想尽了办法，就把他的爸爸妈妈从乡下接出来，到了城里面。
So this person used all his means and persuasion and brought his parents out of the province into the city.
当他到了大城市里面的时候，刚好是很晚的时候。
When they arrived in the city, it was quite dark.
所以他城里面的东西并不看见的太多。
So they really could not see any things, any lights of the city.
他到了这个他儿子的家里面，他觉得很奇怪，这个灯不怕风吹，这个墙壁里面一碰，这个灯就亮了。
He was amazed. This light there, the wind would not sweep it down. When you flip on the switch, the light comes out.
他一开水龙头，水就流出来了。
When he turned on the faucet, here comes running water.
他说，孩子啊，当我回家去的时候，这两个东西要替我买一下。
He says, son, when I return to my province, I want you to buy these two things to put in my house.
他说，我到了我的家里面，墙壁上面一擦，灯也有了，水也有了。
When I go to my provincial home, when I turn on the switch, I would have light, turn on the faucet, water comes out.
到了第二天早晨醒过来的时候。
Next morning, when he woke up,
他的儿子就把他带到他办公的地方去。
He brought his father to where he worked.
到了城里面，他看见高楼大厦。
When he went into the city, he saw high skyscrapers.
他儿子告诉说，爸爸，我就在那个楼上面很高的十几层楼在那边工作。
Said, Father, I'm working up there in the top floor of the building.
他说你怎么样能够爬得上去呢？
Father said, can you climb up so high?
他头抬起来的时候，连帽子都掉下去了。
When he was looking up, his head would fall down.
当他们进到里面去的时候，
When they went into the building,
他看见两旁边有楼梯。
He saw two sides. There were stairs going up.
我在当中有一个门，这个门很奇怪。
But he saw in the middle there was two doors, very queer doors.
这个门自己会打开。
These two doors can open by itself.
自己打开，里面很多的人出来。
Once this door opened, many people came out of it.
当人进去不久以后，这个门自己就关起来了。
But when any persons go in, this door would shut by itself.
过一会，这个门又打开来了。
After a while, this door opened again.
里面空空的，一个人都没有。
Nothing there, no people.
他想这帮人究竟到哪里去了呢？
And this person, all the person asked, where did those bunch of people go?
这个门他们又关起来的时候，有一个老太太，年纪已经很老了，慢慢的走进去。
So when this door opened, an old lady with her cane slowly walked into the door.
当这个老太太一进去，这个门就关起来了。
When the old lady went in, the door shut itself.
过了一会，这个门又打开来了。
After a while, the door opened.
出来一个年轻漂亮的小姐。
Came out a beautiful young lady.
她觉得惊奇得很。
He said, "Oh, how marvelous!"
她马上把她旁边的老太太说：“你快点进去，快点。”
And beside him was an old lady. He said, "Quickly, go in, go in."
她盼望 出来的时候换了一个人。
Behold that coming out will be another person.
人都在盼望能够改变。
Men always have hope for a change.
人盼望成为一个新造的人。
Men always hope to be a new creation.
可是今天晚上我在这里恭恭敬敬地告诉各位。
Today I reverently tell you.
耶稣说你若不重生就不能进到神的国里面。
Jesus Christ said, if you are not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果你不变成一个小孩子，你就不能进到神的国里面。
If you do not become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
什么是重生呢？
What is being born again?
重生就从上帝而生的。
Born again means you are born from God.
重生就是你有上帝的生命在你的里面。
Born again says you have God's life in you.
我今天恭恭敬敬地告诉各位。
I reverently tell you today,
今天在我们当中,
today among us,
每一个人,
every one of you,
主耶稣基督地说,
Jesus Christ said,
你必须要重生,
you must be born again.
你不要以为你是你的, 你是在一个教会的家庭里面长大,
you don't say that you grew up in a church atmosphere.
你不要说因为我的父母是基督徒,
you don't say I was born in a Christian family.
我的父母是基督徒，我也是一个基督徒。
My parents are Christians, and so I am a Christian.
我今天很坦白地告诉你
，I reverently tell you today，
上帝只有儿子，没有孙子的。
God has only sons; He doesn't have any grandsons.
你不要说我的爸爸妈妈是基督徒，他是上帝的儿子，我是上帝的孙子。
Don't say that my father and mother are Christians, so I'm God's sons.
我告诉你，上帝不但是没有儿子，没有女儿，上帝不但没有孙子，上帝也没有女婿，也没有媳妇的。
I tell you, God not only do not have any grandchildren, He doesn't have any son or daughter-in-laws.
你不要说，因为我跟一个基督徒结了婚，我成为上帝的 in-law.
Don't say that because I married a Christian, I become God's in-law.
你一定要跟上帝有直接的关系。
We must have a personal relationship with God.
你一定要清清楚楚自己认识上帝。
We must personally, clearly understand and know God.
今天在教会里面有许多的人参加查经班，参加教会的聚会，甚至于受了洗礼。
Many people today go into a church, attend Bible study, even are baptized.
可是他没有真正的得到重生。
But he has never received salvation or born again experience.
你知道我们中文叫做重生。
The Chinese say call it to be born again.
英文叫做 born again.
English says born again.
所以有一个 missionary 他将中文用英文的思想去讲。
So an American missionary he wanted to say this in Chinese using English thought.
他说重生的时候他就想到 born again.
When he wanted to talk about born again, he said, born again.
他说 born 就是生 again 就是从所以他说你们都要生从我今天老实告诉各位
Today I honestly tell all of you
如果你不重生你真的要生从啊我跟你
If you are not born again, you will be giving birth to worms.
有一个非洲的传道人
An African evangelist.
他说什么叫做重生呢
He said, what is born again?
他说好像一个鸡生蛋一样
It is like a chicken laying an egg.
他说生下来的蛋只是头一次生
When he laid the egg, that was the first egg.
蛋是 the first born 是头一次生下来
The egg was the first born
如果你没有再生一次没有孵出来变小鸡你还是一直是个蛋
If the egg is not hatched you are still an egg
结果呢你就炒蛋吃掉
了 The animal as well scramble the egg and eat it up
除非你重生
Unless you are born again,
你成为一个小鸡
and become a little chick,
你才能够长大成为一个大鸡
then you can grow up and become a big chick.
那在这里请各位注意，请各位注意，请各位注意。
Let's all listen.
重生。
Born again
是件很重要的事情。
It's a very important thing.
虽然我们刚才所思想的好像很轻松。
Even though a while ago we were thinking as if a very leisurely pace.
我在这里我盼望各位能够很 serious 的想到一个问题。
But let us seriously consider one question.
这是耶稣基督所讲的话。
This is what Jesus Christ himself said.
耶稣说你必须要重生。
Jesus Christ said, you must be born again.
什么叫做重生呢？
What is born again?
在以西结书第36章第26节里面告诉我们说。
In Ezekiel 36 verse 26 tells us.
上帝说我要赐给你们一颗新的心。
It says, God said, I will give you a new heart.
我要除掉你们的实心，给你们一颗肉的心。I'm going to take away your stony heart and give you a fresh, a good, a renewed heart in you. 神要把我们石头的心拿掉。
God will take away our stony heart.
要赐给我们一颗新的心。
And give us a new heart.
什么叫做重生呢？
What is being born again?
在罗马书第六章第十三节里面告诉我们说。
Romans 6:13 tells us.
我们好像从死里复活的人一样。
We are as if one who is raised from the dead.
因为我们本来死在过犯罪恶当中。
Because we were dead in sin and iniquity.
我们跟上帝已经脱离了关系。
We have been separated from the relationship with God.
我们跟上帝毫无影响。
We have no relationship with God.
可是当我们重生的时候。
But when we are born again.
我们有一个新的生命。
We have a new life.
在哥罗西书第三章第九节到第十节里面告诉我们说
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 to 9
他说你们要脱去你们行为上的旧人
Remove your old persons from you
你们要穿上一个新的人
And put on a new man
正好像在哥林多书里面告诉我们说若有人在基督里他就是一个新造的人
Similarly Corinthians tells us if a man be in Christ he is a new creation
耶稣基督到世界上来
Christ came into the world.
告诉我们说，我们要出死入生。
He tells us we must pass through death into life.
什么叫做重生呢？
What is being born again?
就是离开死亡。
We live death.
进入生命。
We go into life.
耶稣到世界上来。
When Christ came into the world,
他常常做更新的工作。
He often did works of renewal.
他把水变成了酒。
He changed water to wine.
耶稣基督头一个神迹就做改变的工作。
The first miracle he did was one of transformation.
耶稣基督用水变成了酒。
When Christ made the water to wine,
我们都知道水是无机体，酒是有机体。
We know water is non-organic, wine is organic.
我们知道水的味道是淡而无味。
We know the taste of water is tasteless.
应该水应该是淡而无味的。
Water must be tasteless and odorless.
如果有味道，这个水就不好。
If there is a taste, water is useless.
我不是轻看水。
I'm not looking down on water.
不有许多的时候，我们的人生好像水一样淡而无味。
Many times our life is the same as water, tasteless and no odor.
可是酒就不同了。
Wine is different.
酒有味道。
Wine is tasty.
哦，当一个人喝酒的时候
，When one drinks wine,
他要尝一尝这个酒的味道。
He will taste the taste of wine.
酒有香气。
Taste has smell.
酒有味道。
It has taste.
水没有气，没有味。
Water is tasteless and odorless.
我问各位
，Let me ask you.
一瓶水
，A glass of water.
一瓶水
，A pitcher of water.
跟一瓶酒。
And a pitcher of wine,
它的价值有不同吗呀
？Are the values different?
有许多的地方，一瓶水算不了多少的钱。
In many places, one pitcher is worth almost nothing.
我是讲通常的时候。
I'm talking about ordinary times.
一瓶的酒，它的价值就贵。
A pitcher of wine would be more costly.
一瓶水
，A pitcher of water,
它不能藏得很久。
We cannot keep that for too long.
有人告诉我说，七年以前我在这里领这里的村领会。
Someone told me 7 years ago I was leading the similar conference here.
我以为是5年以前。
I thought it was 5 years ago.
如果七年以后我又回到这里来。
If after 7 years I come back to this same place,
有一个人告诉我说，周牧师你来了很好，我藏了一瓶水藏了7年了，现在让你尝一尝。
Reverend Chow, you came right in the right time. I saved a glass of water for you, and now after 7 years, here you drink it.
我告诉你，我情愿喝自来水。
I tell you, I rather drink the running water.
如果一个人欢喜喝酒的人，有一瓶酒藏了7年了，这瓶酒的味道就好了。
If person one likes to drink wine after 7 years, this would be a good wine.
哦，今天主耶稣要改变我们的生命。
Today Jesus Christ wants to change our life.
叫我们的生命大而无味的生命成为有意义的生命。
To make our tasteless life become one of a meaningful life.
意思就是要改变我们的价值，叫我们没有价值的生命成为有价值的生命。
Christ also wants to change our value so that our valueless life would become one of value.
耶稣基督的真理进到我们的里面，我们有永恒的价值。
When the truth of Christ comes into us, we have eternal value in us.
所以在这里我们看见主耶稣的所做的就是个改变的工作。
So we see here the work that Christ does is one of transformation.
这个工作就是你重生得救。
This work is that we will be saved.
这个生命也就是说，当你进入基督里面以后，你就成为一个新造的人。
This life is also when we go into Christ, we will become a new creation.
今天早晨我们已经听见 Nicodemus.
This morning we heard about Nicodemus.
耶稣基督要叫他改变他整个的生命。
Christ wanted to change his entire life.
这个人 Nicodemus 是一个宗教家。
Nicodemus was a religious leader.
他是一个教育家。
He was an educator.
他是个政治家。
He was a politician.
他是个老人家。
He was an elderly person.
这一个人他非常有智慧，他虚心的寻求真理。
This person he was.Full of wisdom, yet he was humbly enough to look for the truth.
不，耶稣基督告诉他说，你必须要重生。
But Jesus Christ told him, you must be born again.
今天晚上我在这里恭恭敬敬地告诉各位，耶稣说，你必须要重生。
I reverently tell you tonight, Jesus Christ said, you must be born again.
今天有许多的人在教会里面还没有得到重生。
Many of us, yet even in church, have not had born again experience.
我愿意在这里恭敬地问。
Let me reverently ask you.
有多少的人？
How many of you?
你清清楚楚的知道。
You clearly know.
你已经得着了神的生命。
You have received God's life.
你已经重生得救。
You have been born again.
请你举起手。
Would you raise your hands?
不要一半，要举得高。
Higher.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
你已经重生得救。
If you are saved already.
哦，你应该感谢神。
You should praise God.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我谢谢那些举手的人。
I thank you those who have raised your hands.
我巴不得圣灵能够清清楚楚地向你证明已经得着了神的圣灵。
May the Holy Spirit clearly give you assurance that you are the child of God.
我也谢谢那些还没有举手的人。
And I thank also those of you who have not raised their hands.
因为你没有假冒伪善。
Because you were not a hypocrite.
你还没有确实的凭据，你已经得到重生。
You had no assurance that you had attained salvation.
我今天晚上你可以一样的得到生命。
But today you can similarly acquire life.
只要你伸出你信心的手，接受神的生命进到你的里面。
If you reach out your hands of faith and ask Jesus Christ to come into your life.
你说我怎样能够得到重生呢？
You ask me how can I?Get eternal life.
耶稣基督说你必须要回转变成个小孩子的样子。
Jesus Christ said you should turn around become as a little child.
你在真理的面前虚心接受这个真理。
In front of truth you humbly kneel down and receive this truth.
头一件事情就是说你需要回转。
First thing is that you must turn back.
本来你是向着魔鬼。
You were facing Satan.
向着黑暗。
Facing darkness.
现在你转过来。
Here you turn around.
向着上帝。
You face God,
向着光明,
face the light,
向着永生,
face eternity.
这是必须要有的事情。
This is imperative.
悔改就是在你的意志、情感上面有180度的转变。
You must turn around so your emotions and your purpose has a 100 degree turn.
哦，你说我现在愿意归向神。
And you say, yes, I now would like to go to God.
是你心思上面的转变。
This is where you turn around in your heart.
耶稣基督告诉我们说，
Jesus Christ tells us,
你一定要回转像个小孩子一样。
You must turn around like a little child.
在使徒行传第17章里面告诉我们说，
In Acts chapter 30 tells us,
当使 人蒙昧无知的时候，
When man is blinded and without wisdom，
上帝并不检查，
God do not judge them。
可是现在却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
But now he tells us all of us to be saved。
悔改是你心思上面的转变。
Salvation is once a turning point。
在你方向上面的不同，
When you change your direction，
你完完全全的向着神，
You fully face God。
你在你的知识上面对罪有一个认识，
In your wisdom we recognize what sin is。
在你的感情上面对罪有一个懊悔，
In your emotion you learn how guilty sin is。
在你的意志上面你对罪愿意断绝关系，
In your thinking you want to have a shutdown with sin。
单单悔改还不够，
Only conversion is not enough。
悔改 repentance， 这个不过是一个消极的。
Repentance is not enough， because repentance is not is only subjective。
在这里我们看见，不但是我们要悔改。
Here we see we not only need to be to repent，
我们要相信。
We must believe。
什么叫相信呢？
What is belief？
头一件事情。
First thing，
在约翰福音第一章里面告诉我们说，
In John chapter 1 tells us，
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就是他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
But many as received him， to them gave he the power to become the children of God。
什么叫做相信呢？
What is belief？
相信头一件事情就是接受。
The first thing is to receive。
在这里有一杯水放在这里。
Here we have a glass of water。
我不知道是谁放的。
I don't know who placed it there。
我不知道他这个水哪里来的。
I don't know where the water came from。
我不知道这个杯子是怎么来的。
I don't know where the glass came from。
我当我口干的时候。
When I'm thirsty。
我接受。
I receive it。
因为我相信。
Because I believe。
哦，你说你太容易了。
Oh, that's easy。
太容易了 ，That's too easy。
That's too easy。
你应该用显微镜研究去看一看。
Oh, you should inspect this with a microscope first.
你应该好好的检验一下。
You need to analyze it first.
我告诉各位。
Let me ask you.
今天你进来坐在这个椅子上，你就是凭信心坐下去了。
Today when you came in and sat in that chair, you sat down by faith.
你有没有好好的检查一下这个椅子会不会倒下去？
Did you carefully inspect if the chair would fall down after you sit down?
每次当你坐飞机的时候，你有没有从头到尾好好的检查一下？
When you ride on an airplane, do you inspect the entire airplane first?
昨天晚上我告诉一位同学说，有许多的时候我不懂为什么 Boeing 747能够从地上飞到天空。
Yesterday I told some students, I really don't understand how a huge Boeing 747 could fly.
我问这位弟兄说，飞机怎么样能够飞上去？
I asked his brother, how can an airplane fly?
他是研究这个的。
He is in this area.
他告诉我飞机为什么能够飞上去。
He told me how an airplane can fly.
可在我没有问他以前，我已经坐过好多次的飞机。
But before I asked him, I've ridden in many airplane flights.
我们不必讲坐飞机，我们说喝牛奶吧。
We don't have to speak about riding on airplanes. How about drinking milk?
你懂不懂为什么黄的牛吃绿的草会流出白的奶来？
Do we understand why yellow cow eating green grass can have white milk?
我不懂。
I don't know.
为什么牛奶是白的，奶油是黄的？我不懂。
Why is milk white and butter yellow?
我不懂。
I don't know.
你说等我懂了以后，我才喝牛奶。
Maybe you would say, let me understand first, and I'll drink milk.
在属灵的事情上面。
In spiritual matters.
许多的事情是你接受了以后，你慢慢的就明白了。
Many times, after you accept, then you would gradually understand.
并不是说因为你明白了你才接受。
Not that you must understand first before receiving.
当你进到一个黑的房间里面的时候，
When you go into a dark room,
你会碰到很多的东西在这个里面。
You would face and bump into many obstacles.
你会碰见很多的东西，很多的问题在那边。
You would bump into many obstacles and problems.
原因是你没有把这个灯开起来。
The reason is that you did not switch on the light.
当你把灯一打开的时候，这些东西还在那个地方，不，这些东西已经不会再bother你了。
But when you turn on the light, the things are still there, but these things will not bother you anymore.
特别是耶稣基督的道理。
Especially the teaching of Jesus Christ.
当你接受了主的灵在你的心灵里面。
When you receive Christ's Spirit into your life,
你的心灵里面就恍然大悟。
Your life, you would recognize really.
当这个光照在你里面的时候，
When this light shines into you,
你就看见你应该看见。
You would see what you are supposed to see.
什么叫做相信呢？
What is belief?
相信就是跟随。
Belief is to follow.
当主耶稣都带领我们的时候，
When Christ leads us,
你就跟随主耶稣。
You follow Christ.
常常有人带我到别的地方去。
Many times people lead me to other places.
我就跟着他们去。
I follow them to go.
虽然我不知道这条路怎么走。
Sometimes I do not know where this road leads to.
我跟着他们走在一起。
But I follow him together.
我就到了我所要到的地方。
And then I go to where I want to go.
一个人信耶稣。
One who believes in Christ.
不但接受耶稣基督。
Not only he received Jesus Christ.
也跟随耶稣基督。
He follows Jesus Christ.
信是在你一刹那之间。
Belief is an instant.
接受在你一刹那之间。
Receive is an instant.
你跟随是你一生的道路。
Follow is a whole lifetime.
哦，当你跟随耶稣基督的时候。
If you follow Christ,
耶稣在你的前面引导你。
Christ is in front leading you.
他知道你的前途是怎么样。
He knows what your future would be.
什么叫做相信呢？
What is belief?
相信就是完全的交托。
Belief is put everything on him.
你千万不要 try.
Never try.
今天有很多的人 try to be a good Christian.
We often try to be a good Christian.
基督耶稣的道理不是 try, but trust.
The teaching of Jesus Christ is not try, but trust.
当你把你自己完全交托给他的时候，
When we commit ourselves fully to him,
哦，你整个的生命就改变了。
Our whole life is changed.
若有人在
If a man is in Christ,
进到基督耶稣里面，
if he goes into Christ,
你整个的生命就改变，
our whole life would change.
什么叫做相信？
What is belief?
相信就是 believe in.
Belief means to believe in.
进到基督耶稣里面，
to go into Jesus Christ.
哦，你整个的生命就改变，
your whole life would change.
当你悔改的时候。
When you repent,
当你相信的时候，
when you believe,
不单是你以往的罪都是赦免，
not only all your previous sins have been forgiven,
神的生命就进入在你的里面，
God's life will come into you.
你不要惧怕你的人生还没有改变，
don't be afraid your life has not been changed yet.
当你的生命进到里面的时候，
when God's life come into you,
你的生命就有力量出来，
from your life will pour out power.
在我家的前面，
In front of my home,
有一棵树。
There is a tree.
这棵树很奇怪。
It's an interesting tree.
别的树在秋天、冬天的时候都把叶子落下来了。
Other trees, when it comes autumn or winter, all the leaves fall down.
不，我看这棵树，它到了冬天，它的叶子还在那个地方。
But this tree, even during winter, its leaves are still there.
虽然西北风吹得很大。
Even though the winds would blow very quickly and fast,
可是那些枯的叶子还在树上面。
But the dried leaves are still on the tree.
很奇怪。
Very interesting.
当春天来到的时候，
When spring comes,
这个老的叶子都下来。
The old leaves all fall down.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为嫩的芽出来了。
Because the young leaves are coming out.
那个新的力量，生命的力量出来了。
The new power, the new life is coming out.
把那些老的东西都掉下来。
And so the old leaves fall down.
你不要怕，你说我有许多老的行为、旧的行为，怎么办？
Don't be afraid and say, I have some old habits. What can I do with that old habits?
等我完全改好了，我才信耶稣。
Let me change completely first, and I believe on Christ.
你要紧的不是。把这些老的行为改好了，又才信耶稣。
The most important thing is not to take care of your change your old habits and then believe on Christ.
你先接受耶稣基督。
You must first receive Jesus Christ.
当他的生命进到你里面的时候，
when His life comes into you,
他的力量能够克服所有的死亡。
His power can overcome all deaths.
保罗在这里庄严的宣告说，
Paul here boldly tells us,
若有人在基督里。
If any man be in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He's a new creation.
旧事已过。
All things are passed away.
都变成新的了。
They have all become new.
如果你还没有得到神的生命，
If you have not received God's power,
你不能想到更深的一步。
You cannot even think of renewal of your life.
你需要接受耶稣基督做你的救主，做你的主。
You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord.
这样你的生命就会改变。
Then your life would be changed.
成为一个新造的人。
You become a new creation.
让我们低头，我们祷告。
Shall we bow our heads in prayer?
我要求每一位都恭恭敬敬的在神的面前，我们低头祷告。
I urge all of you to reverently bow our heads before God and prayer.
你可以向着上帝恭敬的祈求。
Let us reverently ask from God.
让他的生命能够进入在你的里面。
Let his life flow into you.
他的生命正好像空气一样，就在你的周围。
God's life is like air; it surrounds us.
神他的爱在你的周围。
God's love is also surrounding us.
当你只要呼吸的时候，空气就进到你的里面。
Whenever you breathe, air would come into you.
只要你开口向着主求告。
Whenever we open our mouth to pray,
从你的心灵里面求告神的时候，
from our heart's desire to asking God,
他的生命，他的灵就要进到你的里面。
His life and power would come into us.
我相信圣灵正在敲我们每一个人的心门。
I believe the Holy Spirit is knocking at all of our hearts' doors.
你能够在这一次知道更新之能。
We will today know the renewal of power.
你说我愿意有这个能力。
You say yes, I'd like to have this power.
叫我成为一个新造的人。
To become a new creation.
我们现在恭敬的祷告。
Let us reverently pray.
当我祷告的时候，请你的心灵里面也随着我一起祷告。
When I pray in your inner heart, follow after me.
爱我们的天父。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们满心快乐感谢赞美你。
We joyfully praise and thank you.
因为你给我们有这样的机会。
You have given us this opportunity.
能够知道怎么样成为一个新造的人。
To know how to become a new creation.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
我们相信你的灵在我们每一个人的心里面做工。
We know your spirit has worked in all of our hearts.
叫我们能够打开我们的心门。
So that we would open our hearts.
让神的生命能够进入在我们的里面。
So that God's power would come into us.
让神的生命能够进入在我们的里面。
So that God's life would come into us.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
因着我们接受了主耶稣基督。
Because we have received Jesus Christ as Savior,
我们罪得着赦免。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们的心灵得着平安。
We have peace in our heart.
我们成为神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
今天在我们当中，
Today among us,
有哪一位？
Any of you,
你从来没有公开地接受过耶稣。
You have never publicly accepted Christ as Savior.
刚才你没有举手。
A while ago, you didn't raise your hands.
因为你不知道你是不是已经重生了。
Because you were not sure whether you were born again.
或者说你知道你还没有重生。
Although you know you have not been born again.
现在你可以得着神的生命。
Today, now you can receive God's life.
我在这里要求每一位。
I urge all of you.
如果你的心灵里面说我愿意得着神的生命。
If in your heart you say, yes, I'd like to have God's life.
我愿意得着更新的能力。
I'd like to have a renewed life.
请你举起你的手来。
I'd urge you to raise your hand. Praise God.